Brethren, wherever you are, we greet you on this day.
Sibingelela labo abakhona lapha ezweni lakithi eMzansi neAfrika.
We greet those from South Africa.
Ngokwama provinces ahlukeneyo.
From the various provinces.
Sibingelele futhi abasemazweni aphesheya.
We greet our brethren from overseas.
Noma sibonana kalififi. Kodwa likhona usuku la siyobonana khona ngokupheleleyo.
Even though we are just connected dimly, but one day we'll all be together in one place.
Kuba mnandi kanjani ezulwini kungasekho ukuxhuma lokho xhuma lokho sonke sesinto eyodwa kungasadingi ukuthi kube khona ocashe ngomunye sonke sisobala kwiplatform kaNkuluNkulu.
How wonderful won't it be one day in heaven when we don't have to connect through technology, but we can all be together in one place on God's platform worshiping Him.
Cabanga nje ngalolu suku lolo sesibuthene sonke phambi kaNkuluNkulu.
Can you imagine how it will be on that day when we all are gathered together before God?
Futhi sonke sibuthene phambi kaNkuluNkulu engekho ozobe cashe ngesiphundu. So munye wonke umuntu ezobe esobala angicabangi futhi ukuthi ezulweni kukhona ozothanda ukucasha athi hayi engabonakali mina ingane usezulweni.
And can you imagine how it will be when everybody will be there in the open, plainly, not hiding behind somebody else's head? Because in heaven, why would you want to hide in any case?
Ngikholwa ukuthi ezulweni ilona lo engathanda ukuhlala eduze kwesihlalo salowo omkhulu eseduze kwendodana yakhe ukuthi ha uNkulunkulu sila sikhona ngenxa yale ndodana eyavuma ukubiza emhlabeni izosikhulula sithole ukuthethelela.
And I think there in heaven everyone will long to be the closest to the throne, to be the closest to the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, who was willing to come down to this world to save us, and because of Him, that's why we will be there.
Siyabonga ukuthi sibe namathuba nje asikhumbuzayo leso sikhathi nalokho kobe kwenzeka phambi kaNkuluNkulu uma sithembekile sihlale kuyena sihlale enyaweni zakhe sethembeka.
And we thank God for opportunities where we can be reminded of that day, how it will be there, as long as we sit at the feet of our Lord and we remain faithful to Him.
Kushukuthi nalo odonsela inyawo emumva mhlawumbe usenqena nokuze enkonzweni mzalwane lapho khona ezweni lapho kulo ubona umzalwane onjalo. Ncenge mdonse mdonse uphinde umdonse ngobulahlekelwa indaba enkulu esiyobhekana nayo.
And if you see a fellow brother or sister dragging their feet and being sluggish spiritually, whichever country that may be, if you noticed a brother like that, then plead with that brother, urge him, encourage him, pull him along, that brother may be as he should be.
Awucela abanye bangisize, bangisizelela abantwana abalapha ya bakhona kodwa hayi kwangathi bakude bakwelinyizwe bani babuke izinyo izinto basize ngoba omunye uSathane ufuna ukuthi bageje sebe sendaweni okuyona yona balahlekele okuyikhona.
Now it can be that there are children here, young people, and I've just asked somebody to help me, that are seated at the back there. They are here physically, but somehow their hearts are far away.
Kwangathi inhliziyo yethu ibingabala, inhliziyo yethu ibenokulindela, Nkosi, ithuba lakho leli namhlanje, khuluma nenhliziyo yami, khuluma nempilo yami.
May we be here in heart and soul, and that we'll have that longing and say, Lord, as I'm here, please speak to me.
Asithandazeni.
Shall we pray?
Baba sezulwini siyabonga lolu suku sibonga nalenhlanhla Nkosi yokuhlangana enyaweni zakho.
Our heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for the privilege that we may gather at your feet.
Siyacela Nkosi siyakumema ukuthi ube phakathi kwethu ngoba Nkosi mawu phakathi kwethu sizobusiseka.
Lord, we invite you to be in our midst. For surely, if you are here, we will be blessed.
Selekelele Nkosi ukuthi noma sikhona enkonzweni sibonana kukhona abanye singababoni kulawo makhono esifica sikona Nkosi kodwa sitholakale sonke sisenyakweni zakho.
Please help us, Lord, have mercy on us, those of us who are here and those who are in different places listening to this service. May we all find ourselves at your feet.
Sikhuleka Nkosi ukuthi naphiphi lapho Nkosi izwi lakho lishunyayelwa khona. Busisa Nkosi abantwana bakho ube nabo kanjalo Nkosi nathi ungasedluli.
And Lord, wherever your word is being preached today, may you presence yourself there and bless them, and please do not pass us by.
Sicela konke lokho Nkosi Jesu ngegama lakho.
All this, Lord Jesus, we ask in your name.
Amen.
Amen.
Ngakho ke siyanamukela nonke nikhona endaweni enikuzona nakhona lapha endlini sithi siyanamukela siyathokoza kakhulu ubukhona kwenu ukufika kwenu.
So we'd like to welcome all of you, those who have tuned in into the service through whichever way they are listening to this service, and those of you who are here as well.
Kushukuthi siyabona laphambi kwethu kukhona imfijoli kukhona okumbalo kokubethwa mhlamba abanye bayamangala ukuthi kwenze njani namhlanje sine orchestra namhlanje.
And here in front of us we see various musical instruments, violins, brass instruments and so on, and some people may be wondering what's happening, do we have an orchestra here today?
Cha, isikole nje salapha ekhaya. DSS bafuna ukusibusisa.
No, it's just the school here at the mission, Domino Civita School, and they want to bless us with some musical items.
Ngalezi insuku kade bemenyiwe kune dili nje lomculo izikole ezintathu bekulapha eHermansburg. Sajabula kakhulu ukuba simenywe, sajabula kakhulu ukuthi sibe kanye nabo.
Just these days they represented the school at a music evening here at Hermansburg where three schools performed, and we were so glad that we were also invited and could be part of that.
Simbongile kakhulu uNkulunkulu nangalokho ababekwazi ukuthi bakwenze, ingakho nathi bezohlephulela kulokho ababekwenza ngalolu suku.
And we were very glad and proud of the way in which they represented us there. And so they're going to share some of that which they did in that evening with us here today.
Mina bengithi bazosenzela konke ababekwenza lapha, but cha, ngeke sikwenze konke, imicwe emibili nje kuphela.
I thought they will have the whole performance which they had there, they'll reproduce it here, but they said no, they're only going to present two items.
Kodwa ke cha nokho, sabusiseka nangalelalanga, ngikholwa ukuthi namanje sizobusiseka futhi.
But we were blessed through what they did that evening, and I'm sure we'll be blessed this morning as well.
Impela ngathi mase ngibabona ngathi hawo yibo nje impela labe ngibazeyo ngathi bangishintshele nje.
And when I saw them on the stage, I said, are these the children that I know, because they look so different today?
Nokucula kwabo bangishintshele nje.
And even the way they sang, it was to me new and different.
Ngizoba ufakazi balokho.
And I think you'll be witnesses of that.
So I'm
leaving it over to them now.
Oh, yeah. Qala ngibingelele umndeni wakafundisi Stekeni lapho khona noma bengaphelele la ngiyababingelela kakhulu umfundisi Stekeni.
Firstly, I'd like to greet Reverend Stegan and his family. I know they're not all here present physically in the service, but I'd like to greet them, especially Reverend Stegan.
Njoba senicolile senisithathile nathi sa saba khona lapho benikhona sesijabule kakhulu thina ebesingekho.
So thank you very much to those who sang for us. Through your performance, you took us with you to that evening where you performed, even though we weren't there, but now we've been blessed.
Kushukuthi ayi nami sengibone ngami amehlo ukuthi hey ingane zase Domino lesi.
Now I see it with my own eyes. These children from Domino Civite.
Ithathe nje nakugqoka kwabo nje ngathi ha uthi bona ngempela kodwa ngabe ngibona nako tish ukuthi hayi ibona.
I was really impressed just even by the way that they were dressed, and I thought, is it really them? But then I saw their teachers and I recognized, no, it must be them. It was really beautiful. Please give them another round of applause.
Hayi nami ngithe hayi nami neyami ingane nezami ingane zake zafunda la ekhaya anginawo umona ukuthi awukwangathi nami ngathi ngame nami yami ingane yake yafunda la ekhaya.
Well, I'm so privileged that my own children once also went to Dominus Vita school, so I don't have that jealousy or that envy saying, oh, I wish my children were also in the school.
Ngoba baningi abaneyifiso zokuthi iy'ngane zabo zizofunda la ekhaya kodwa kufanise ukuthi ke bethole ukuthi sekugcwele.
Because there's so many who wish for their children to attend the school, and fortunately they then find that there's no room.
Bakithi uNkulunkulu simbona esebenza kakhulu.
Now, friends, we really see God at work. If one would speak just on that, I think there'd be some of it that you wouldn't even believe. But we who see God at work, we see that the revival is still continuing and God is still working in revival power. And we see God at work even without the laying on of hands, where people phone and they present their requests for prayer and we pray with them, and then afterwards they phone us back and they report and they say God really answered those prayers and God did something, and so we thank God that He is still at work. If I could just mention one thing. At one of the branches, one of the children, a white child of a family there, would always scream.
That's
at school, the child would all of a sudden just scream. So the parents asked for prayer concerning that. They were so troubled, they didn't know what to do about it. But then God did something wonderful when they were prayed for, when the child was prayed for. And they said, please, we have failed. You there at the mission, please pray for us.
Well,
maybe we can sing a chorus. Mangalisa Paga.
Bonile ukuthi lapho wathi umfundisi Stegen lapho kusebenza khona uNkulunkulu noSathane uyasebenza.
Now, Reverend Stegen usually says, there where the Lord is at work, Satan is also at work. Now, I noticed that so many were taken up by something happening, you weren't even listening to what I was saying anymore. Now, we were there at Malelan once, and it's an area where there's a lot of the working of the occult.
Mind you.
And a little green snake came in. And all the children got such a fright seeing this snake. And the one who was preaching didn't know what to do anymore because everybody was now very scared of the snake that had come in. And then one got up and killed the snake. And when we ask somebody who is a Satan worshipper,
obekade khonza khona kodwa usekhululekile,
but who had been delivered from that,
wathi ungene ngenyoka usathane wangena ukuthi akasebenzise yona kuze niphazamiseke.
He said the devil came in through that snake so that you would be disturbed.
Waphinda futhi kwaba inkuku futhi yasiphazamisa etendeni sihloma itende.
And then another day, it was a chicken that came in while we were in a tent service. Now, there were no maize grains, nothing for the chicken to eat, but the chicken came in and was pecking there in the tent. So we were wondering, now, what is this chicken picking at, or pecking at as it was here in the tent?
And
so nobody was listening, or the children especially, they were really taken up by this chicken. And even when people tried to chase it away, it didn't budge.
Kodwa sabuza futhi ngoba asiqondi izinto zesathanesi ukuthi zihamba kanjani.
And then we asked again because we understand, or we don't understand how the devil works. A person said, no, that's how the devil came in the form of that chicken, that everybody in the service would be distracted and not hear the message.
Ziningi izindlela ezingaphazamisa umuntu endleleni yakhe yokholwa.
There are many things that can distract and hinder a person on his walk of faith.
Ake sithandaze kanye futhi.
Let's pray once again.
Siyacela uNkulunkulu wethu ukhulume ilo nalo Nkosi ezu ukukhuluma kwakho.
Lord, please speak to each one, that each one may hear your speaking.
Nkulunkulu ngaphandle kwakho Nkosi siyaphinda siyakumema.
And Lord, once again, we invite you that each one may have this prayer, Lord, speak to me. And that each one will say, Lord, let me hear that which you are speaking and saying to me.
Amen.
Amen. So, choir number one will sing at the end of the service.
And
So we'll leave that over to the MC, because it may just be that they're not all here, but because many have also gone out to preach to different places. But we are few. Those of us who have to take the message out, and sometimes we don't have enough people to reach all the places. But we trust, as it has already been prayed, that the Lord will be with them there as well, where they are preaching.
So funda incwadi yamahubo la isahluko samashumi amabili nane.
So we'll read from Psalm 24.
Mahubo isahluko samashumi amabili nane.
Psalm 24.
Leli bengizoshumayela ngenye intshumayelo kodwa kwabuya lelizwi abasathe kwabuya lelizwi kuthi kwangathi ngingashumayela ngalo nizozwa ukuthi kubekekeni enhlizweni yami ngalelizwi.
Now, in fact, I'd intended preaching on a different passage, but every time this word came back to me, and you hear what has been placed on my heart concerning it.
But among lalela kwafika enhlizweni ukuthi cha yilo leli ekumele ukuthi ngishumayele ngalo.
But I felt the Lord saying, this is the word that I should speak about.
So qala ke vesini lokuqala lana ke ihubo lika David leli nizwe ukuthi inkosi uDavide wayehuba amahubo anjani.
So we'll start from verse 1. This is a psalm of David, and you hear what kind of psalms David sang.
Njalo uma ufunda incwadi yamahubo kaDavide uyazizwa zimanga.
When you read the Psalms of David, one is always touched and always blessed, and you'll hear what David says here about the Lord. Even though he was a king, you'll hear how he sang and what words he sang in his song. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false, and does not swear deceitfully. He will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. So we find an important fact here that as we are in this whole world, the earth is the Lord's.
Nani enakhileyo lisho njalo kodwa ufune nazi ukuthi nisemhlabeni kaJehova.
And those who dwell therein, even though you're in this world, you must remember you are in God's world.
Nathi esihleli la emishini ezindlini zasemishini kufanele sazi ukuthi usuthi semhlabeni kaJehova.
We who are here at the mission in the various places of accommodation, we must know we are in the world that belongs to the Lord.
Manje ukudaba kusayo ke kulomhlaba kaJehova abantu noma kulomhlaba kaJehova siyona.
Now the heartbreaking thing is that those who dwell in this world that belongs to the Lord, they sin, people sin.
Manje bekufanele thina siziphathe kahle ngoba lomhlaba akuwona owethu.
But we ought to conduct ourselves properly and well, because this earth does not belong to us. Each and every one should make sure they do not sin in this earth, which is the Lord's. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. And we know that the seas exist and the rivers exist on which the Lord has founded the earth.
So
there is nothing hidden before the eyes of the Lord as he's in heaven. Nothing that happens on the face of the earth is hidden from him. All that we do is open and plain to him because this earth belongs to him. Even though we may switch off the lights, put out the candles, whatever it may be, that brings light, but that doesn't hide us from God. He can still see us.
Verse 3, lithi ngubani oyokhuphukela entabeni kaJehova.
In verse 3 you read, who shall ascend the hill of the Lord?
Ngubani oyokuma endaweni yakhe engcwele.
And who shall stand in his holy place.
Angazi noma bazalwane mani ngase nikuthathe nikubuyise nje sikubuyise eduze. Nikuthathe ngokomoya ukuthi usuku nosuku siyayikhuphuka lentaba.
Now, brethren, if we would take this and just apply it to ourselves and realize that on a daily basis we are ascending the hill of the Lord.
Ngoba ngelinye ilanga sisazokuma kulentaba yakhe siyikhuphuke lentaba kufunakala ukuthi iyakhuphukeka noma ikhuphukeki lapho sesiya kuyena uJesu Kristu sesobonana ubuso nobuso uNkulunkulu wethu.
One day we will ascend the ultimate mountain of the Lord when we go and see the Lord Jesus face to face.
Ngoba lentaba iyadonsa imili ibheke phezulu njalo usuku nosuku umuntu uyayikhuphuka lentaba.
So this mountain is a steep mountain and it ascends, and every day we ought to be ascending that mountain.
Kodwa mawikhuphuka lentaba unomthwalo wezono akhuphukeki kulentaba.
Now if you try to ascend this mountain with the burden of sin on your back, you won't be able to do it.
Kodwa mangabe uyikhuphuka usuvumile izono zakho iyakhuphukeka lentaba.
But if you do it having confessed your sin, you find that it is possible to ascend it.
Abanye bahluleka nakulala nakusebenza ngenxa yokuthi banezinto ezingaphakathi enhlizweni zabo.
Some people cannot sleep properly at night. Some people cannot do their work properly because of things in their heart.
Ngoba ngokomoya akhuphukeki kulentaba.
Because spiritually speaking, they fail to climb that mountain.
Kodwa bosizwa into eyodwa ukuthi le mthwalo bekwazi ukuyiletha esiphambanweni, bekwazi ukusindiswa ngokupheleleyo ukuze beyihambe le ndlela.
One thing would help them, and that is if they bring their burdens to the cross where they are totally saved and set free from it, then they'll be able to climb the mountain.
Akuqhathanise ophuzayo nongaphuzi, uzomthola ukuthi lo muntu uyisalukwazi ubuka njengesalukwazi, ubuka njengekhehle lidala ngoba udliwa utshwala nogwayi.
Not even speaking about those who drink and smoke, because you find a person who's still young but they get old before their time. It looks, that person may look like an old haggard woman or an old man.
Uma ngabe ukuthi uthi umuntu hawo lo muntu ungemuva kwami, lo muntu uyangilama, bese bethi hayi uqamba amanga, yini uhamba nomthwalo usuku nosuku akuhambeki le ndlela enoma lentaba ayikhuphukeki.
And then you say, well, you know, that person is actually much younger than what I am. But they say, no, you're lying, because they look at that person, they look so old, they look so haggard. Why? Because of the burden of sin that they're carrying.
Angazi noma ngeni mbone noma ngeni babone inabantu mabegula ukuthi ngempela noma bephefumula yababona ukuthi badonsa intaba, babona ukuthi hayi inkosi sizobathatha noma iningi.
Have you noticed people who are seriously ill, that you find that person through their heavy breathing, it's as if they climbing up that mountain and it's as if they're going to meet with the Lord soon?
Angazi noma niyaqonda yini ukuthi kufanele ukuthi umuntu mayihamba le ndlela ahambe noJesu anyathele lapho enyathele khona uJesu.
Do you understand that when you go this way, you need to go with the Lord Jesus and you need to put your foot there where he has put his foot?
Iyadonsa le ndlela le esihambayo bazalwane, angazi noma nayibona yini, usuku nosuku iyadonsa le ndlela.
Brethren, I don't know if you realize it, but this way that we are walking is steep. It inclines, and it's got a steep incline that we've got to ascend every day.
Kumele ukuthi noma inini usuku nosuku uhambe le ndlela unoJesu.
And every day you've got to climb this mountain with the Lord Jesus.
Ngaphandle kwenkosi yethu uJesu Kristu akulula ukuthi uhambe le ndlela.
And without the Lord Jesus, you won't be able to do it.
Umose umuntu osagqilazwe imoya emibi uthi hawu kwafika lokho kuhlwa, ngizogqilazekwa imoya emibi izongiklinya izongenza lezi zinto. Uyabona ukuthi ubophekile ugqilazekile lezi zinto ezimpi, ahambeki le ndlela.
People are troubled by the occult, by evil spirits and say, oh my, it's nighttime again. I'm going to be troubled again. I'm going to be throttled by these evil spirits. They're going to torment me. And when you are troubled by those evil spirits, you cannot go this way.
And
people who are troubled by evil thoughts, by filthy thoughts, those people, they cannot go this way. They find it's too steep for them. Yes, they call themselves believers, Christians, but here is this problem they have to face. They cannot climb this mountain. And it's so difficult for them because they've never met with the Lord Jesus who is able to deliver them. But those who have met with the Lord Jesus, who have confessed their sin, who've got rid of that burden, they found it is possible to go this way. Now the question that is asked is, who shall stand in his holy place? We will still have to stand in that holy place of the Lord. Whether you're a believer or an unbeliever, but you will have to come to that holy place of God, where we will be judged according to our deeds, what we have done, and we'll stand in that holy place.
And
then if we get to verse 4, that's really the crux of the matter that I'm aiming at. He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully. Do you hear the answer? If you've got clean hands without guilt, then you'll be able to stand in that holy place. If our hearts are pure, they've been cleansed, then we'll be able to stand in that holy place. Now you can ask yourself, we can ask ourselves that question, are my hands clean? Is your mouth clean? Is your mind clean before God? I cannot tell you what it is that's in your mind. You know yourself what's going on in your mind, what thoughts are troubling you, what is defiling you in your mind. Right now, this word is judging you and saying that your heart is not clean. And it's judging you that right now your hands are defiled, they're not clean. And your own hands, they also come and they say, this is what you've done with me. You women, are your hands without guilt? You young men, are your hands without guilt? Don't you touch tobacco? Don't you touch alcohol with your hands?
abanye bathi ha ukukhulunywa ngeithombe kanti la uSathane bahlupha kakhulu ngeithombe inqunu.
Are your hands not guilty that they lead you to watching pornography? People speak about pornography and but they don't realize how much the occult and Satanism is at work through that.
Wathi umfundisi Steke nemile la ipulpit uma niyeka lezi zone ngibalayo nami ngizoyeka ukushumela ngaso.
And Reverend Steegan once said when he stood at the pulpit, if you stop sinning, I'll stop preaching about those sins.
Manje ngeke bazalana uma saphila ukuyeka lokhu ukuthi akenihlukani izandla zenu zingcolile zizinhle zinecala uma ubuka namehla akho abuka lezi zinto anecala phambi kaNkulunkulu.
Oh brethren, won't you stop with that because your hands are defiled before God. They're full of guilt by doing that and watching that pornography and your eyes are defiled.
Angitshele nje iqiniso ukuthi ke kule ndawo engcwele ngeke ukwazi kuma kuyona kothwa buyela ngapha uye lapho khona khona ukukhala nokugedla kwamazinyo.
Let me tell you the truth plainly. You will not be able to stand in that holy place before God. You will be told, depart from this place. Go to that place where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Kuzoyalabo.
Only those with a pure heart will stand there.
Ngabe mina nawe inhliziyo zethu ihlanzekile yini?
Are our hearts, your and my hearts, are they clean before God?
Uthekabe umuntu esaphila la emhlabeni alize iqiniso njoba linjalo.
It's good that we face the truth exactly as it is while we're still in this earth.
UDavide la ubeka njoba kunjalo ukuthi uma umuntu efuna ukuma kulondawo engcwele fanele uba abe nezandla ezingenacala.
And David puts it plainly here that the one who will be able to stand in that holy place is he who has clean hands and a pure heart.
Again, njeni indaba ke manje la enye futhi edabukisayo ongaphenduleli umphefumulo wakhe emangeni nongafungi ngenkohliso.
There's a very another sad thing that can happen who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully.
Ah, ukukhohlisa namhlanje amanga abantu abanawo.
Oh my, the lies that people tell today, the deceit with which they deceive.
Abantu bephendula umphefumulo wabo bekhuluma amanga.
People who lift up their soul to what is false, speaking lies.
Abantu bangahamba bekhulume noma apho ku internet bekhulume amanga.
And people also spew their lies everywhere on the internet. They publish their lies.
Abanye inhliziyo zabo zibuhlungu nje ngokuthi bakhulume kabo amanga ngabo.
And there are many people who have been wounded and hurt through lies that people have smeared them with.
Kodwa bese lithi izijabule uthokoze ngoba unomvuzo omkhulu uma bekhuluma amanga ngawe.
But then on the other hand, God's word says rejoice when people speak all kinds of falsehood about you, because great is your reward in heaven.
Abanye bakholelwa lawo manga ke bese belahlekelo kukholwa kwabo.
And some people believe those lies and then they lose their faith.
Akeni fanekisele umfanekiselo khona endizoqonda ukuthi ukukhuluma amanga kubi kangakanani.
Now let me use this illustration to illustrate to you how evil lies are.
Uma uthatha inkuku uyihlutha amaphiki uyihluthe bese ukuthi wafuna lawo maphiki lezo mpaphe useyiphephethe umoya ungabisayithola.
If you go along and as you go along you're busy plucking the feathers of a chicken and then you are told, now go back and collect all those feathers that you've plucked. Will you be able to do that?
Abanye basazokuma ephambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulela ngalowo manga bengasakwazi ukuhambe beqoqa amaqubu abahambe bewasakaza ngokukhuluma amanga.
And some people will have to stand before the seat of judgment and they'll have to give an account of those lies that they've spoken because they haven't been able to go back and collect all those feathers that they've spread.
Ungathi uDavide wayekhona ukuthi ekhathini zanamhlanje kuba khona abantu abakhuluma amanga.
You may even think David knows or knew about the current time where people speak so much lies.
Abaningi abantu namhlanje babuswa amanga, baphethwa amanga, umphefumulo wabo sebeze bawuphendula, bakhuluma into engekho. Imimoya emibi bakhulumisa izinto ezingekho, umuntu awakhe nje amanga angekho.
People, many people today are ruled by lies and by falsehood, and they are so influenced by evil spirits that they lift up their souls to these lies and they fabricate things that do not exist.
Befunge bethi impela lento nalento umuntu usibanibani bayenzile lento.
And they lift their souls up to what is false and they swear deceitfully. They'll even swear. They'll say, surely, definitely, I tell you, I assure you, this is what they did and it's a lie.
Okholo kwabo kunjengamaphepha abantu sebezothatheka ke bethi impela kunjalo.
And then people whose faith is as light as paper, they'll be swept along and they'll believe those lies and they'll forsake God.
Babusisiwe laba abakholwayo opande zabo zishone phansi ukuthi noma kufika ivungu bame bona bebona ukuthi thina siyakholwa lokho lo muntu labo bantu abanjalo ngeke beyenze into enjalo.
Blessed are those whose roots have gone deep in the Lord, who are rooted in their faith. And when they hear the lies, they say, we know those people, they'll never do that which those lies accuse them of.
And
there in verse 5 it says, he will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation.
Njengokuhlutha kwabantu behlutha inkuku bengakwazi ukuthi bazowabutha kanjani amaqubu somukela isibusiso thina masingawamukelanga lamanga.
And if we do not do that, if we do not spread those lies or receive those lies and believe those lies, then we'll be blessed.
Abanye abantu nakhulunywa ngezandla ezinecala, abanye ngemlomo yabo banecala.
It speaks here of hands without guilt. Some have got lips with guilt.
Abanye ngokukhuluma kwabo banecala phambi kaNkulunkulu ngokukhuluma kwabo izinto ezingekho.
There are those whose lips are guilty before God by speaking about things that are non-existent, that are lies.
Nambo abanye babuswa lokho sebeze bakhuluma amanga, abanye bese kholelwa amanga.
And there are those who speak those lies, and then those who hear those lies and believe them, and they lift up their souls to falsehood.
Manje labo bantu bayogcina phi na?
Where will those people end?
Bayogcina lapho kuthiwa khona ukukhala nokugedla kwamazinyo.
They will end in that place where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Manje ke ikhona enye indaba la eshiwo umprofeti uIsaiah isahluko samashumi amahlanu nesishiyagalolunye.
There in Isaiah 59, the prophet says something.
Ake nizweni nje ukuthi abantu baqala uNkulunkulu bekhuluma kanjani ngabo.
Just listen how God spoke to the prophets of old.
Again, zweni nje izinto ezisimanga kuverse 3 singeke sifunde yonke indaba kuverse lesithathu.
And let's look there at Isaiah 59 from verse 3.
Lithi ngokuba izandla zenu zingcolile igazi neminwe yenu ububi benu izindebe zenu zomlomo zikhuluma amanga nezilimi zenu zinyenyeza okubi.
For your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue mutters wickedness.
Angithi namhlanje ake naze nje ezweni lonke umhlaba wonke kuyabulawana.
And you know here in the world today how much violence there is where people kill one another.
Igazi balichitha kuyabulalwana uzokuthiwa nje bambulela ugogo ngoba befuna imali bemnqumise kwembuzi.
And then you hear about the innocent blood that is shed and maybe an old grandmother who was slaughtered like a chicken Just because they want a pension money.
Izandla zabo zigcwele igazi.
Their hands are defiled with blood.
Neminwe yabo igcwele ububi.
And their fingers with iniquity.
Iminwe yakho ayigcwele inububi. Izandla zakho ayigcwele inigazi.
Are your hands not full of iniquity? Or your fingers and your hands, are they not full of blood?
Umoso fika lapha ngendlela okhuluma ngayo ngoba uma sikhuluma silinganisa nangezandla.
Because when we speak, we also use hand gestures.
Noma uhleba ukhuluma nomunye ukhuluma ulinganisa ngezandla uhleba ngomunye.
When you gossip about somebody, you use hand gestures.
Manje lokho okukhulumayo mhlambe wena usuyambulala ngalokho usuchitha igazi.
And by your gossiping about that person, you are putting that person to death. You're shedding their blood.
Manje kunjani wena usuchitha izandla zakho ayigcwele inigazi azinalo inigazi lezi zandla zakho.
Look at your hands. Are they not full of blood?
Mhlambe maphushweni owaphuphayo umuntu ochitha izandla zakho seyigcwele igazi.
Maybe in the dreams that you dream, your hands are full of blood.
Ngabe emaphusheni wakho kunjani alikho inigazi osuchithayo olichithayo.
Tell me, even in your dreams, is there not blood that you are shedding?
Iminwe yakho ayimibi yini. Achazwa la ukuthi iminwe yenzani. Uzazele wena yakho iminwe ukuthi injani. Nezandla zakho zithi ayinalo igazi. Achazi ukuthi igazi kukuphi. Mina nje ngichaza ukuthi ngokubulala ukuchitha igazi namhlanje chithekile emhlabeni.
And it says here, and your fingers with iniquity. It's not specified what kind of iniquity. You should know the iniquity of your own fingers and the hands that are defiled with blood. It doesn't say what kind of blood. I'm just using that and saying people are shedding blood with their hands.
Abantu babulala amaphoyisa namhlanje, abantu babuyalala othisha namhlanje, babulala onesi namhlanje, bachitha igazi.
People killing policemen, nurses, teachers, shedding their blood.
Kubabulala ngisho ingane yabo umuntu kuthiwa thatha ingane yakhe wayifaka ebhaketeni khona lapho manje sekuthiwa kwenze njani hayi ibingihlupha ingakho ngempela ngayicwila ifaka lapho khona amanzi ngayicwilisa yafa ingane.
And it's evil where people even put their own children to death and kill them, and where they put them in a bucket and then the child drowns in that bucket and you ask, why did you do that? No, the child was so troublesome.
Oh, binamhlanje igazi lichithekile ngezandla ezingena ezinecala.
Oh, it's evil in the world today with the blood that has been shed by guilty hands.
Manje kuverse 7 lithi izinyawo zabo zigijimela ebubini basheshe ukuchitha igazi elingenacala imicabango yabo imicabango yobubi. Verse 7.
And then in verse 7 it says, their feet run to evil, and they are swift to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity.
Abantu bagijimele bubini ukuthi bangenza kanjani bebulale umuntu bechitha igazi elingenacala.
Their feet run to evil. They are swift to shed innocent blood.
Uma umuntu uhleli wena ungakholwa, uma sekufika ukufa ungayimeleli inkosi kulesi sikhathi sanamhlanje, kube ngathi ungahlala ulungele uthi noma bangangifika bengibulale kodwa funa bengithole mina ngimphilele uNkulunkulu.
Oh, may you be ready even if people should come and shed your blood and kill you, but that you are ready to meet with the Lord.
Uma ufika la emishini ukwazi nokukhohlwa ukuvala umnyango ngendlela esiphephe ngayo.
You know, here at the mission, we are so safe, we're so secure, that sometimes we even forget to close the door, lock the door.
Kodwa bengilekwe lasemsinga, uzwa nje kuqhuma ibhamu, uzokusasa kubebulala umuntu, babulala umuntu, bebulala umuntu, kuqhuma ibhamu nje kuloyo ndawo.
But there at Msinga, you hear gunshots, and then the next day you hear so-and-so was shot, and then so-and-so was shot, and so on, and it carries on.
Uze nje duze kwala sebebulala umuntu.
And you hear, oh, just nearby, they killed somebody. And when you listen to the radio, you just hear of different people that have been killed and murdered. It's rife.
Manje ziyafezeka ke lezi zinto ezishiyo la ku verse 7 ukuthi kuyoba khona ikhati lapho abantu abazogijimela ukuchitha ukuthwala izinyawo zabo zogijimela ububini besheshe ukuchitha igazi elingenacala.
So this word is fulfilled where it says their feet run to evil and they are swift to shed innocent blood.
Imicabango yabo imicabango yobubi nje mabe cabanga bacabanga into embi nje.
And their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Whatever goes through their mind, it's just iniquity.
You know,
if a person was a murderer,
and they'll
tell you, you know, I can smell that blood.
And
there's no blood that's close by that has been shed, but they smell that blood and they're bloodthirsty that they can shed some more blood.
But when
the Lord Jesus has set them free, they are set free from that as well, where they smell that blood.
Uthwake izindebe zenu zomlomo zikhuluma amanga nezilimi zenu zinyenyeza okubi.
And then it says, your lips speak evil and whisper about wickedness.
Sesiloko ukuthi ke namhlanje abantu bakhuluma amanga bese emva kwalokho bekho abanye bekhololwa amanga abangaqinile ekholweni.
Where people speak lies, and then those who are not rooted in their faith believe those lies.
Noma ngabe abantu bengakholwa, bekholwa amanga laba sebewazile.
And even unbelievers, they'll believe those lies which they hear.
Kodwa ngathi uNkulunkulu angasiza ke izinto ezinjalo ngoba zimenza ukuthi umuntu zimhlukanise noNkulunkulu uma ephila leyo mpilo enjalo.
Oh, may God have mercy on us, because such things can cause a person to separate from God.
Naki izwi ke silizwile ukuthi kubani ke oyokhuphuka leyo ntaba. Bakithi sisabhekene nosuku olunzima lokuyikhuphuka le ntaba. Uma uyikhuphuka noJesu, lohlule ungenawo uJesu, lohlule ukuyikhuphuka le ntaba.
And we've heard this word that says, who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And there is that day when we'll have to ultimately ascend the ultimate mountain of the Lord. Without the Lord Jesus, you will not be able to do it.
Siyamdinga uJesu ukuthi sikhuphuke intaba sinoJesu usuku nosuku.
We need the Lord Jesus daily that we can climb the mountain of the Lord.
Izulu kufuneka sise la emhlabeni silizwe likuthina ngaphakathi.
We've got to start experiencing heaven right here on earth. It's got to be within us.
Ungathi uthi cha ukholwa ngokuthola sengifika ezulwini ngophenduka sengingale ezulwini. Akukho ukuphenduka ngale, umuntu uphenduke sela emhlabeni.
Don't think you'll get converted once you get to heaven. There's no conversion in heaven. You've got to get converted here on earth.
Athi umuntu anginakho ukuthula ngihlushwa imicabango emibi ebuse empilweni yami.
Because I've got no peace because of these terrible thoughts that trouble my mind.
Kanti udinga ukuthi uphenduke uhlukane nalezi zinto bese ubizwa ukuthi nawe ukwazi ukufakaza ukuthi ngafika nginje kodwa ngoJesu wangisindisa ngasindiswa ngokupheleleyo.
But you've got to repent from that and you've got to be changed that you can have that testimony. I was like this when I came, but by the grace of the Lord I've been changed. Now I'm like this.
Ake ngubuseke eyakhe imicabango injani.
Let me ask you, what are your thoughts like?
Ake ngubuseke zakhe izandla azinalo icala.
Tell me, are your hands or fingers without guilt?
Ezakhe izandla azingcolile.
Aren't your hands defiled?
Izandla zakho azinabo umino yapho ayinabo ububi.
Your fingers, don't they have iniquity on them?
Usona impendulo wena uyasazela ukuthi ezakhe izandla azinalo inicala.
You have the answer to that. You know whether your hands are without guilt.
Wathi mhlambe ngixolisa lo ngisebenzisa kodwa siyajabula ngalokho ngoba kusinika ukuthi kusivuselela uma sikhuluma ngomfundisi uStegen.
Now, sorry if I maybe refer often to Reverend Stegen, but it's always an encouragement to us when we think of him.
Wathi uma ukhomba umuntu uthi akalungile ukhomba ngemini kanje.
He said, if you point the finger to somebody, there's something wrong with you.
Manje lowodwa ubheke ezulwini. Isiphupha lesi.
The sun is pointing to heaven.
Lona ukhomba yena uthi hey sibani mana akalungile kanje uyamhlebe uyamhlebe. Le mthathu ke ithi wena umubi kakhulu.
Now, you pointing the finger at the next person, there's a thumb pointing up to heaven that God is a witness, but there are these three fingers pointing back at you, saying, you are three times worse.
Sabusiseka ngaleyo nkonzo mfundisi ngenkathi ukhuluma ngalokho ukuthi kanti ukuhleba lokhu kubi yana kumuntu uma umazi ukuthi umazelinto uthi sibani bani ngizwa ngawo ukuthi unje ungahamba umhleba.
And we were blessed through that message of Reverend Stegan, where he spoke about gossiping and the evil of gossiping. If you've heard something bad of somebody, why don't you go straight to that person and ask them about it?
Khona abantu abangathanda ukuthi intshumayelo kabani asifuni, thanda intshumayelo kabani abahlushwa yilokho nje.
There are some that are very choosy about who they listen to, which preachers. They say, well, I can listen to that preacher, but that preacher I can't listen to.
Yeah, kuyashunyayelwa nje lana yena akabusisekile ubefisa ukuthi engathi ngabe kushumayela usibanibani.
Maybe as we're preaching, maybe that person isn't blessed. Maybe they wish, I wish it was rather so and so was preaching.
Uyasho omunye uthi hayi impela usho kimi impela njalo. Omunye mhlawumbe usho njalo uthi hayi impela nje obesho nje mina njalo.
Maybe you can actually say yes. As he's saying that, I'm like that.
Penduka.
Repent.
Ngoba lo muntu mhlawumbe ushumayelayo unjengempongolo nje unjengegwababa okufanele wena ukwemukele lokho okushunyayelwayo.
Maybe that person is preaching. It's just like a donkey or a crow bringing to you that which is of the Lord, and you've got to receive that which is of the Lord.
Hayi mina ngibusiseka nje makushumela umuntu omnyama, angibusiseki makushumela umuntu omhlophe kusenobandlululo.
And if you say, oh, I'm just blessed if it's a black person preaching, I'm not blessed if it's a white person preaching, well, then you are ruled by discrimination and apartheid.
Ehhe, awukasizakali ubandlululeni mhlobo wami, siyafanele uphenduke futhi siyakubona.
And you haven't yet repented from that discrimination in your heart. You've still got to repent.
Kusekhona ubandlululo okusafanele usindise kulo, awukasizakali.
There's still that apartheid from which you've got to be saved.
Angazi ke makufika usuku lokufa usabuswa ubandlululo.
I don't know what's going to happen to you if your day of death should come and you're still ruled by apartheid.
Usakhona ukuhlukanisa ukuthi ngangcono ukuthi ubani, ngangcono ukuthi ubani. Hey, usasele ngamamayile hayi nangamakilometer.
Let me tell you, if you still say, oh, I wish it was this one, I can accept when it comes from this one, not from that one, let me tell you, you have fallen behind by miles.
Thina sasihamba ngamamayile. Nina ingane seniphaphama sekuwamakilometer.
Now, we used to measure distance in miles. You, younger generation, you only know kilometers.
That's how imoto yasathiwa sihamba ngamagalani, namhlanje sihamba ngo 20 liters.
In those days, you used gallons when you filled your car. Now you're filling it with liters.
Usathu 15 cents.
And it
was...
It was only 15 cents.
Ishumi ngaleso sikhathi laliyiphepha.
And 10 cents in those...
Ishumi, one rand.
A rand in those days was a note.
Namhlanje sekuyisiliva ishumi.
Now it's just a coin, a silver coin.
Ngathi ngelilanga ngiyahamba endleleni ngahlangana nedosha.
One day along the way I met up with a dodge.
Idosha likagwayi.
Oh, something with tobacco in it.
I think I'll tola leli dosha.
And I took this thing with the tobacco in.
Amemeza.
And I shouted.
Atubano lahlekele idosha.
I said, who has lost this pouch of tobacco?
Wathi ugogo hawe mtakadube yimi.
And then there was an old granny that shouted and said, oh, child from the Dube family, it's me.
And mangivula phakathi linogwayi lineshumi phakathi liyiphepha.
But inside of that pouch there was tobacco and there was a paper note, a one rand note.
Kodwa ngathola inkulumo enhle nina bantu abasha.
And then I got something very good, you young people.
Wathi uNkulunkulu akubusise.
Something wonderful said to me. She said, "May God bless you."
Uyabona umuntu olisela umuntu into noma isikhwama sinemali ovele umbuyisela umuntu noma iselfone uthi nansi iselfone yakho ebithathelwe uyothola isibusiso umuntu esethi inkosi kubusise.
If you find something that belongs to somebody that they've lost, maybe some money, maybe somebody misplaced a cell phone, and you return it to the rightful owner, you will be blessed. You'll hear that person saying, "May God bless you." Now I'm closing. One day, at one of the farms nearby, we went there to look for some head of cabbage
Zoltang.
To go and buy.
Uma ngithi ngithe emotweni kanti usibanibani othile isikhwama sakhe sisele esiphese nga.
And then when I got in the car, somebody had left their bag in the car.
Uma ngibheka ontshundu lo muntu ushiya isikhwama sakhe sinemali.
It was a black person left the bag in the car and it had a lot of money in it.
Uma ngithi ngiyivula, op, imali ngaka.
When I opened it, I said, "My, so much money."
Aw. Ngahamba ngazothi, "Hey, wendoda, shiya isikhwama sakho, sinemali, naksi."
And I went to the person, I said, "So and so, you left your bag there in the car. Here's your bag with the money."
Wabonga.
And the person thanked me.
Amxoxela lo weplaza omhlophe.
And I told the owner, the white owner of the farm about it.
Watini?
What did he say? And he said?
Nitshela.
Must I tell you what he said?
Kusilima.
He said, "You're a fool."
Wakufanele uyithathele leyo mali leyo.
He said, "You should have taken that money."
Hambe nayo.
"You should have gone off with it."
Umnikeleni.
"Why did you give it to him?"
Athi manje lo waya.
And I said, "What about him?" Pointing up.
Ube ngibona.
He saw me.
Ukuthi ngithathe imali.
That I took the money.
Kodwa lo engimtholisele imali wajabula.
But the person who I gave the money back to, that person was very happy.
Elilanga sele kwazi ngizibonela njalo ukuthi mangabe wena uthola into kuhle uyibuyisele njobe injalo. Mangile kwaZulu ngawucela ushintshi. Mangicela ushintshi singiyofika ekhaya imali unginike yaze yangaphezulu ibank.
Now one day I was in the KwaZulu district and then I bought something and I got change. And when I got the change, when I got home, I saw, but they gave me back much more than what they should have.
Manje, mangithi ngithi, "Oh, imali ningi, ingaka."
I said, "My, so much money."
Hayi, abuyele bank.
So I went back, I was at a bank, and where they had to give me change, and I went back to the bank.
Ngase ngiyabatshela ukuthi ninginike imali yaze yadlula ya extra, nayo imali yenu ngiyanibuyisela.
And I needed some change there from them, so that's where the mistake happened. So I went back to the bank and I said, "You gave me extra. Here is the extra amount back."
Aw, bajabula.
Oh, they were so happy.
Base bethi bafuna ukungibonga.
And then they said they want to thank me.
But bafuna ukunginika amabhodlela kabhiya.
They wanted to give me some bottles of beer.
Ngathi lokhu ngazalwa, angaze ngibuphuze utshwala.
And I said to them, "You know, from the day I was born, I've never put my lips to beer."
Ayi nayizwa leyo ndaba nina nake naphuza utshwala. Noma nisaphuza utshwala. Nilalele nina bangaphandle nendlini.
Do you hear that? Those of you who are still drinking outside, maybe listening into the service, or those who are here.
Umuntu osedlulile emashumi asikhombisa kodwa akakaza aphuza utshwala la emlonyeni shugwayi.
A person older than 70 years that can testify, they've never put their lips to beer and never smoked.
Ngathi manje semnyane liyake nemhlanu lana ngibona abantu bephuzile nobaba bephuzile bediyazela benze nje ngase ngibona inji idlula ngase ngithatha lo butshwala athe phuza ngase ngithele ngayibezini ngathela phansi utshwala yangaphuza nje. Hawu! Ngishinja iphuza utshwala mina kuzophuzelana.
When I was about 5 years old and I saw the adults when they had been drinking, how they unstable on their feet and how they intoxicated. So one day there was some beer that was left and I called a dog and I poured out some of the beer to the dog for the dog And the dog didn't even want to drink it. I said, Ma, why should I drink it if even a dog doesn't drink it?
Ungabuhloli. Ukuthi hey, nami ake ngibuhlole. Ake ngidlule ebhokisole ke ngihlole ukuthi kuzoba kanjani mase ngiphuzile.
Don't be curious and say, you know, I just want to find out what it's like. I just want to also maybe get a taste of it and just see if I go past the bottle store and I get some alcohol just to find out what does it feel like to drink.
Ungahlole ukuthi hayi ake ngithi nami ukubuka nje kuselfoni ngibone ukuthi kuzoba kanjani ukubuka izithombe enqola ukuthi ake ngihlole uzoyilimaza umqondo.
Don't be curious and say, you know, I hear so much about pornography. Let me just go and take a cell phone. Let me go and see what it's like. You will harm and damage your mind.
Laba bantu abake babuka lento bahlupheka kabi ngoba fana nokuthi bafake bayidakisile bazenza yonke ba drug addict ngenxa nje yokulimaza ngokubuka izithombe enqulo.
Those people who've done it, they are so troubled in their minds. They get addicted and they get intoxicated, as it were, by this drug of pornography.
Ngakho ungalingi ukuthi ake ngene nje lana ku computer ke ngithi ukubuka buka nje ngizothi nje kancane. Hawu sokuqhubeka unomphela ke ngokuyilimaza kwakho.
Don't just go into your computer to the internet and say, well, I just want to find out what it's about and see what is out there. Let me tell you, you'll get hooked to that for the rest of your life.
Ingakho unje.
And that's why you are as you are.
Ingakho ungakhuli emoyeni, ingakho umi ndawonye.
That's why you don't grow spiritually. Why are you standing still?
Ingakho nasemaphusheni nasemcabangeni emibi unje lokho ikhona ingelendlela owazilimaza ngayo.
And that's why your mind is so warped as it is and your dreams are so filthy and wicked.
Abanye bayihlupha ngokuthatha babebuka amabhukana nje sebayathatha bayafunda bayafunda sebeyilimaza umqondo yabo.
Some people read it in books and they read that which is defiled and they defile their minds from what they read in books.
Kodwa umuntu osizwa into eyodwa ukuthi lento ayilethe ekhanyeni awukuze akhululeke ngokupheleleyo egqilazeni lemoya nalendlela.
One thing will help you is if you take that and you bring it into the light, you expose it, then you can be delivered from that and saved from it completely.
Siyabonga kakhulu ukuzwa indaba ezimnandi nalokho kuzosikhulula.
Thank you so much for hearing such a wonderful message, the message of deliverance.
Umbiko wevangeli.
The message of the gospel.
Umbiko oqondile othinta lezi zinto esibhajwe kuzona okungathi mangabe siziyeka sikhululeke kangakanani.
A message that is clear and plain, speaking about the things openly which trouble people, and that if we bring those things to the Lord, that we may be helped and we can be saved.
Ukhuphuka intaba kaJehova.
To climb and ascend the hill of the Lord.
Kubiza ukuzinikela, kubiza ukuzidela, ukushiya nokudedela lokho esibambelele khona.
It costs you to deny yourself. It costs you to get rid of those things in your life that will hold you from climbing the mountain.
Kubiza ukuhlukana nalezi zinto ukuze sizuze inhliziyo emhlophe, inhliziyo ehlanzwe ngegazi likaJesu.
That you depart from those things and that you gain a clean heart, a pure heart washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus.
Uma noma ngabe siyalungisa kodwa singadedi kulezi zinto sidlala ngesikhathi.
Now if we go for counseling, we confess our sin and yet we do not part from that sin, we're just wasting our time.
Akusizi ukuvuma isono ubuyele kusona, uvuma isono ubuyele kusona, chaza ukuthi nengqondo ayisebenzi.
It doesn't help you to confess that sin and the next day you go back to that sin and then you confess it again and you go back to it again. It just shows you that your mind isn't working properly.
Kumele sazi ukuthi lithizwe lenkosi uma indodana inikhulula nizoba ngabakhululekile impela.
We need to know the truth of that which the Lord Jesus said. If the Son of Man shall set you free, you shall be free indeed.
Umsebenzi wakhe waphelela onqamlezweni esiphambanweni ukuthi mangabe siza kuye sihluphekile sicindezelekile siyakuthola ukukhululeka kweqiniso.
His work that he did on the cross was perfect, it was complete, and if we come to him with that which troubles us, then he sets us free.
Sicela ikhwaya ke siphethele.
Ask the choir to come and close.
Chala kona.
We're going to sing two songs. The first one will be in English and the second one will be in Zulu, where we sing about the wonderful love of God, that he sent his son to come and to die for us, to set us completely free from all our sins. And we give our lives to him in thankfulness for what he's done for us. And the English song is also, it's wonderful to have salvation.
Amaculo mabili. Lelike lesizulu lesingisi solucula kuyisimanga kuyisimanga ukusindiswa kuyiligugu kuyiligugu ukusindiswa
isimanga.
We thank the Lord.
Kuyigugu ukusindiswa.
It's precious to be saved.
Kuyigugu ukwazi ukuthi isho ukuthini insindiso.
And it's precious to know what salvation means.
Kuyigugu ukufakaza ngokuthi ngiyamazi umuntu ekuKristu. Ngiyamazi umuntu ekhululekile esonweni.
And it's a treasure. It's precious to be able to testify, I know a person who is in Christ, who has been saved, what he is like.
Where is this?
You young man.
Ngikhulume nanje nina insizwa.
I'm speaking to you.
Phela ningasiboni sesinje, nathaba izinsizwa.
Now don't look at us how we are today and think we've always been this age. We were once young as you are.
Ngihlangana noJesu mina ngangila ko 21 years.
When I met with the Lord Jesus, I was around 21 years old.
Ngaqhubeka iminyaka uNkulunkulu ehamba nami.
And I've continued for years the Lord walking with me.
Ngakho ke ubunsi ukuhamba noJesu ebunsizweni ngiyakwazi.
So to walk with the Lord Jesus in one's youth as a young man, I know what it means.
Ukuthi kusho ukuthini ukuphikelela? Kusho ukuthini kuyisondeza enkosini? Kusho ukuthini ukulungisa indaba yakho noNkulunkulu?
What it means to persevere. What it means to make right your life with the Lord and to draw nigh unto God.
Nokuthi kusho ukuthini ukuze uhluphekile ngalento ekuhluphayo enhlizweni. Kodwa wazi into eyodwa ukuthi uma sengibuya kuyolungisa hayi bazalwane. Mawusubuya kolungisa yashintsha indlela ungena ucindezelekile uhluphekile uthwele imthwala insimbi kodwa lapho usukhululekile ngena ucindezelekile uphuma uhleka ngani uJesu usebenzile enhlizweni.
And what it's like to be troubled about something in your life and it's a burden and then you go to somebody to pray with you and you bring it into the light. And you go in there, it's like there's a heavy load of steel pressing you down. But when you get out of there, oh, how wonderful when you've been forgiven, you've been set free.
Imnandi lendaba. Imnandi indaba yevangeli. Imnandi indaba yesiphambano enhlizweni. Kumnandi ukuthethelelwa ezonweni zakho.
And then you say, oh, this gospel is so sweet. It's so wonderful. It's so wonderful to have received forgiveness of your sin.
Ngakho-ke, ma uyolungisa indaba yakho. Awuphume usuke lapho. Ukhululekile uze ukuthi awusukile umthwalo. Yilo lelo vangeli. Yiwo lo Musa. Yiyo leyo nhlanhla esayizwa, esayibona isebenza namanje. Hayi wena ukhululeki ngani? Uthwele liphi lona ivangeli wena? Ubambe liphi wena?
We've experienced that wonder of being forgiven, of being delivered from your sin. Now if you are not delivered, what kind of gospel are you following?
Esilazile lelikhulu lomuntu.
We know this gospel.
Kulintomazane hambe ngesibindi inesiqiniseko uJesu ngaphakathi. Kodwa inculo esiculayo nje ngekhonyeka kwaya ungaphakathi uJesu. Uphila ngaphakathi enhlizweni. Uphila ngaphakathi enhlizweni entombi. Ihamba imphilele uNkulunkulu. Zikhona izinto. Kube intombi enomehluko ehamba noNkulunkulu, ihamba nevangeli. Akufani. Ungayifanisi nabangakholwa. Ungayifanisi nabantu abaphila ezonweni. Wena ophilele uNkulunkulu. Bengumele uyiqhaje nangakho ukuthi hayi ngiqhaja ngale Nkosi ngalo Jesu osenhlizweni yami.
And you as a girl that you can walk boldly with the Lord and with that chorus and song that he lives within me and I walk with him and he talks to me, that you experience that on a daily basis, not that you're envious of the people of the world and the things that they are doing, but that you can be proud of the gospel and proud of the Lord Jesus and proud to live for him and serve him.
Khona ke soyikhuphuka intaba.
And then we'll ascend that mountain.
Zimhlophe izandla.
With your hands white and clean.
Zimhlophe inhliziyo.
Your heart white and pure.
Zimkhonze uNkulunkulu ngeqiniso.
And serving the Lord in truth.
Asikhuleke.
Shall we pray?
Siyabonga baba othandekayo ngezwi lakho siphelona namhlanje.
Our loving Heavenly Father, thank you for your word that you gave us today.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuthi usikhumbuze le ndlela esihambayo kwindlela edonsayo kwindlela omqansa kwindlela omango.
Thank you for reminding us that this mountain that we have to climb is a steep mountain.
Kodwa Nkosi yaqonda ukuthi masibeke unyawo lwethu lapho wena Nkosi olibeke khona kuzohambeka.
But if we place our foot there where you have placed your foot, then we will be able to go this way.
Senzele umusa Nkosi sifunyane nathi sisecongweni saleyo ntaba lapho khona khona wena.
Lord, be gracious to us that we may find ourselves on the peak of that mountain there where you are.
Lapho wena Nkosi yokusho ukuthi wenze kahle ncekwenhle nethembekileyo wethembeke into encane ngakho ngena entokozweni kababa.
Where you will say and we'll hear those words, well done good and faithful servant, you are faithful in the least, enter into the joy of the Father.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi masingena kuleli sonto elisha usihole nakulo ube seduze kwethu uhambe nathi Nkosi indlela yonke.
And Lord, as we go into this new week, we pray that you will be with us and be with us every step of the way.
Sicela konke lokhu Jesu ngegama lakho.
We ask all this, Lord Jesus, in your name.
Amen.
Amen.